This is Minister Mike welcoming you to another edition of Encouraging Moments. Today, we just want to pause just for a few minutes to say thank you. You know, recently in my prayer time, I was getting ready to do what I normally do each day when I pause and take time to pray. And it just occurred to me, instead of going through my normal, if you might call it ritual or procedures or whatever you might want to categorize it as, I decided just to pause. You know, the scripture encourages us, and Jesus himself said that we should ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. And that's all true. But I think sometimes we should just pause. Don't ask for anything, but just spend time giving thanks. And so that's what I did, not only for that day, but I continued to do it. And it was interesting, the results of just pausing daily to spend time, not just a few seconds, but to spend time just saying thank you. And you know, when you think about it and when you look at it, we have so much to say thank you for. God has blessed us with a degree of health and strength that we have. He gave us life. He gave us his son so that we might have eternal life. So we should be thankful all the time for the gift of salvation. But just pausing to say thank you. And I don't think that we do that enough. Instead of going to God with a laundry list of our needs, wants, and desires, just spend that time saying thank you. Because we have so much to be thankful for when you really think about it. Yeah, things are not the way we want them to, but they can be so much worse. And the fact that we are still here, that gives us hope. Because we should always have hope in obtaining and experiencing the promises of God. You know, we read, and you hear the scripture all the time, Jeremiah 29:11, where God tells us that he has plans for us. And those plans are good plans. They're not for us to go through a rough time or a tough time. You know, yeah, that's life. You're going to have that. But God wants good things for us. He wants great things for us. He wants to bless us. He wants to help us. And we should just pause as often as it comes in our spirit to just say thank you. We're going to listen to a song, and I really enjoy this song because the message is so strong. When we thank God, when we say thank you, that opens up the windows of heaven for blessings to come our way. Let's listen.
We must learn to say, Lord, I thank you. We must learn to say, Lord, because thank you makes room for more. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, of your blessing.
Welcome back. We trust you enjoyed that selection entitled Thank You Makes Room for More by the late Reverend James Cleveland. You know, the Word of God in Psalm 67:3 says, Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples thank you. Then in 1 Chronicles 16th chapter, 34th verse, O give thanks to Jehovah. For he is good, and his mercy endures forever. You know, when we think about God's grace and God's mercy, and the fact that he looks after us, even when we don't look after ourselves, you know, each and every day we live this life, no telling what type of unseen dangers that we have been protected from. Sometimes we have experiences in our life where God actually protects us from danger, maybe a car accident, maybe somebody who has a really, really negative attitude and they are ready to engage in violence against you, but somehow or another the spirit comes in and calms that individual down. And you know, when we think about our loved ones, how God looks over and watches over them, we just have so much to say thank you for. And that's why, you know, we are pausing right now just for a few moments to say thank you. And as we give that thanks, we should give praise. We should praise God for not only what he's done for us, but what he's doing and what he's going to do. Because God always, and I mean that always, he always has something good and great in store for us. So don't worry about what you're going through right now. Don't worry about the situation you might be having. Sickness, financial problems. I don't care what it is. Marital problems. I don't care what it is. Pause for a few minutes to say thank you. Because just as the song said, we just listened to it. Thank you makes room for more. And we praise him. And we thank him. You know, good things are coming. Just hang in there, hold out, hold on to the promises of God's word, and say thank you. We're going to listen to another song. And that song, it says, That's When You Bless Me. It's LA Mass Choir. And you know, as I stated, blessings come when we thank him. When we give him thanks, when we give him praise, those blessings, you know, the doors of heaven, you know, as a saying people say all the time, but anyway, those blessings come down, whether we want to say they're showered down, I don't care how they come. They come when we thank Him and when we praise Him. That's when we get those blessings. Let's listen.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seemed no one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain. Give you my trust. Now I
Trust you enjoyed that selection from the LA Mass Choir. That's When You Bless Me. And you know, we're just going to close this edition out of Encouraging Moments. Once again, this is your host, Minister Mike. We're going to close out with a word of prayer. And we just want to just pause just for a moment to just say thank you. Till next time, God be with you and yours. Till we meet again, let's go to God in prayer. Father Heaven, we just pause for a few moments just to say thank you. Oh, things are not the way we would like them to be. Things could always be better, but Lord, they always could be worse. So we just pause just to say thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for clothing. Thank you for food. Thank you for friends. Thank you for loved ones. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Just, Lord, just thank you. You've been so good to us. We're so undeserving. None of us deserve your blessings, but you just bless us anyhow. We just thank you, Lord. And as we go about the day, go about our lives, we thank you for the angels that surround us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us. Father, we just want to say thank you. Amen and amen. Once again, God bless you. Till we meet again.
I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't forget from whence I came. I can't let a day go by without counting the cost. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't forget. I can't forget from whence I came. I can't let a day go by counting the cost. I can't let a day go by. My testimony, I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, like a good soldier, God knows I've been trying. I've got a story, I've got a story that's got to be told. Pure gold. Listen, I can't keep it to myself. I've got to run, 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 run and tell somebody else. Got to tell them to hold on. Oh, oh, and be strong. I can't forget from whence I came. From whence I came. I can't let a day go by counting the cost. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't let a day go by. see. He's been too good. I got to thank him every day of my life. Can't let a day go by. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. When I get up in the morning, I got to raise my hand and say thank you. Everybody say it with me. Come on. I can't let a day go by without praising.